So you see clearly, even according to Yehuda, the Hagroli is Makfa. Is Tiyufta demand the Yomar, Hagrola loy Miakfa Tiyufta, in a chlam, it's a stira. This is upstrog on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan wants to say before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Hagrola is not Likuva, and here it's a stam sifra that smashma goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that else clearly Hagrola is Likuva. There's no other way to call one soil Hashem and one Lazazel only through the Hagrola. You can't do it prepare. Trashi stam sifra, Teras Kahanim, Rabbi Yehudi, Hochi Kamim Sanhedrin. V'hu b'teras kanim hi, to akroa v'seifa v'yikro ksiv. This is a posik in v'yikro, so the drosh is on v'yikro teras kanim. So you see Rabbi Yehuda's sheet through is, he dashes the posik, we are so chatis, that dafka the girl makes it for chatis. Ebi'ein ha'shem o'se chatis. So that's an upshlag on Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan before wanted to say, the hagrol is not likuva. So here we see clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, the hagrol of ashur is likuva. Right. Omer Rav Chizda. So Chizda says like this. Omer Rav Chizda, Ein hakinim mispashois. When an isha, a yoledis, so he has to bring two birds. One is for a chatas, one is for an oila. How do we talk to know when does it become that it one's a chatas, one's an oila? How do we know? So he says, Ein hakinim mispashois. We don't explain to say which one of the kinim is what. Ela only, oibel akichas barlim. Either at the time when the isha, the owner, bought the two birds. If at the time she bought them, she said, I'm buying this one to be the chatis, and this one to be the oila, it's chal then. Peshach lakicha, you could make, one is an oila, one is a chatis, that's good. After you bought it, then she says, I want this one to be a chatis, nothing doing, that's no good. It's only chal either peshach lakicha, oi biasiyas koyin. Or else the next time, when we can explain, of chal, what's what, when the koyin does the avoidah. Peshach the koyin is making the shchita. Now he takes this bird and says, I want this bird to be the chatis, that's what's kaveh for chatis. But in between that, Rashi says, Ein hakinim mispashos. Ein ze l'yoyla v'yez l'chatis. You can't explain yourself to say which one is the oil, which one is the chatis. Ela only, oy v'lekichas bailim, either when the bailim buys, the isha buys the two birds. Im kishe konim omar, when she bought these two birds, she said, ze ani lokech l'oilo, v'yez ze l'chatis. Shuv ein hakoin yoch l'shnoysen, v'yaz yosin. Once the bailim said, b'shash she bought it, you can't change it anymore. The coin can't change it later, but Shasi makes it. The Yimshin apostle, if the coin later changes around, it's possible. Because when she bought it, it was Kaveya, which one is the Chatas, which one is the Yelah, since she said clearly which is what. The Yim, though, Kishakonim, Loi Pirish, let's say no. When she bought it, she did not explain herself. Izaf al pi shakorul hem shame, Liacha Mikan, even though later, a day later, when she has it in her own Rishus. Now she decides to call this one the Chatas, the one the Yelah. Ain shame chalaleim, nothing doing. It's not chal on this bird of shame chatis. V'yochla koinish noisim. And later, when she brings it to the koin and the koin does the avoidus on it, the koin could change it. That's the locha. It can only be kaveya. Either b'shas lekicha b'shas you buy it, or else b'shas the koin does the avoidah. He actually brings the two birds. This is Rabbi Chizda's halacha. Now, Amar Rav Simi Barashi, my time with Rav Chizda. How does Rav Chizda know to say this? Of course, there has to be a posik for this. She says the siv, because the posik says v'lokcha. She takes it v'yoso, and then they make it. So the diik oy b'lekicha oy b'yasiya. Either b'shas you buy the two birds. That's the time to be kaveyom. Which one is the chatas? Which one is the noila? And if you don't do it, then the other time to do it is b'yasiya. B'shas you the koyin brings them. The Gemara Meitzvah, I have a kasher on this. Gemara Meitzvah. The pasuk says, "We are so chatis." We had before, so we dash in that hagoyrol oisa chatis by the soil of the shnei sirim on Yom Kippur. That the goyrol, that's the one that's kaveya, which is l'ashem l'chatis and which is l'azozel. The ain hashem oisa chatis. Mashen can just calling it. The Kohen Gadol has no right just to say, I want this Sawyer to be Lashem, this one to be Lazozel, it's not Chal. That was the Stam Sifra. And then it said, a Svara Shayoch, because I would have thought, V'loy Dinu. Really, it's a Svara to say not like that. The Svara would have been to say that the Kohen Gadol could choose B'dibur. If he would just say, this is Lashem, it should be Chal. Why? Ma b'mokim shlek kiddush agoril. Madach by regular Yoledis, or the Karbonis, where an Isha is here to bring these two birds. And one is a Chatas, and one is an Oilam.
if we say shalai kiddush agayrol, there's no way to choose. You can't use a girl there to choose. This whichever girl comes up la chatis, that's the chatis. You can't choose by girls. Still kiddush Hashem. Still, when the isha says clearly, I want this one to be a chatis, this one to be an oila. It's chal. So you see, the kiddush Hashem calling the animals, calling the birds, is more stronger than a girl of a zaymakim she kiddush hagirol madach anyam kippa. But a shnei sirim, the Torah said you could use a girl, is ainu din shikadosh Hashem. Like as I have been to say, the girl is the chiddush that also helps. But avada, the more chomedika, the more stricter kedusha of the pair, that the kohen gadol should be able to say, I want this one to be a chatis, I want this one to be a neila, I want it to be lazozel. He should be able to do it. That would have been the svara. Like learn out from Yom Kippur, from other kabbonis. And this we need a pasuk. No, Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says by the soyelash, by the snei sirim, the yasol chatis. The yasol means it made it a chatis. What does that mean? Hagoyro lois a chatis. It's only the girl, choosing through the girl. That's what could make it for chatis. V'yein Hashem ois the chatis. But just for the Kohen Gadol to call it a chatis or lazozel, nothing doing. Then this we said was the Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yestam Sifra, goes according to Rebbe Yehuda. Now, v'hocho, t'lam shas l'kicho, t'lam shas asiyahi, u'ketoni d'kova. T'rashi v'hocho, midiktoni kan, she'kiddish ha'girol, ein adin she'kaddish Hashem. Like, what was the Havamina? The Havamina was, just like the girl was Kaveya, who was in Kedushas Hashem should also help. Because Salka Daituch, the Kiddush Hashem b'shas Kiddush girl comer. The Havamina is the same time that you could have made a girl, at that time the Havamina was, the Kedushas pair should have also been Chal. Like, the Havamina was, the Torah just says, if you want to use a girl, if you don't want to use a girl, the same time when you're supposed to use the girl instead of the girl, you could speak out, Kain Godl, and say, this is Soyel Hashem, and this is Lazozel. So the kasher is, at that time, it's not the Shas L'Kicha, and it's not the Shas L'Siyah. They already bought the Shnei Sirim, and that's not the time for the Shechita. The Shechita the Kain Godl first does later. So it was like, what's the Havamina to say that the Kedusha could be Chal B'Peh to Kashan of Chizda? How could the Kohen Gadol b'shas Agrola without the Agrola say, I want you to be a chat and you to be lazozel? It's not b'shas Akicha. It's not b'shas Asiya. Is lo shas Akicha the Rashi? Lo shas Asiya. Zochi Gassinin. V'ochad lav shas Akicha b'la shas Asihi. Who turned the cover? Says the Kasha no Chizda. Like, what was the Havamina here to say that the Kohen Gadol could say the pair, I want this to be Lashem and this to be lazozel? I is kontam Chizda and there's no Havamina. It's not b'shas Asiya. It's not b'shas Lakicha. This is what this Sifra meant to say. Ma, the Havamina was like this. Ma bimokim shlo kiddush agorol. Ma duch by regular yoledis, a regular zav, that they have to bring two kabonis, the two birds, one lash, one chatz, one oilom. That there's no way to choose it there by a girl. Yibadav kastav kdushas aper. V'yafilu b'shas l'kicham. V'yafilu b'shas asiyo. Even b'shas l'kicham b'shas asiyo. Does not help a girl over there. It only helps what Kiddush Hashem. It's Kiddush Hashem b'shas l'kicham. Or b'shas asiyo. The only thing that helps is if you're Mekadosh, if you speak out to say, you want this bird to be a chatis, this one to be an oilo. If you speak it out either b'shas l'kicham or else b'shas asiyo, that's when it's chal. Oy bazoy, the Havamina was like this. Malkam shekiddush agayrom shalei b'shas l'kicha v'shalei b'shas asiya. Now by Yom Kippur by the Shnei Sirim, we see a tremendous chiddush here. As the Torah said, you could use a girl. You don't have to stop kedushas aper. You could just use this lottery. And also, when they do the lottery, not b'shas l'kicha, not b'shas asiya. And still, it's chal. So the svar is, ain't a din, isn't the svara? She yekadosh Hashem b'shas l'kicha b'shas asiya. Hey, so I call upon him though that the Kedushas Hashem b'shas they buy the Shnei Sirim. At that time, if the Kohen Gadol says, we're buying these two goats, and I want this one to be Lashem, and this one to be Lazozum, isn't it a svara should be chal? So even in the Havamina, the only Havamina was it should be chal either b'shas l'kicha or else b'shas l'siyah. That was the Havamina though. But at the time when they buy the two goats, or at the time when the Kohen Gadol starts to make the Shechita on the one that's Lashem, if he says there, this should be Lashem, it should be chal? Talmud Leima, that the Pasuk says, no, the Yasol Chatis. It has to be made into a Chatis. It's talking about a girl over there. So we dashen that HaGoyrol is the Chatis. It's a Tanai, it's the Kuva. It's only through choosing the girl, that's what makes it L'Chatis. V'yein Hashem is the Chatis. But you cannot stam call, I want this story to be L'Hashem and this one to be L'Azosom. That's not Chal. The only way the Shnei Sirim Achal, which one is what, is through the Agrola. So Melo, there's no kashan of Chizda. Avad of Chizda is the lemis. That Kedushas HaPeh only helps either b'shas l'kicha or else b'shas l'siyah. And here the Havimina was enechnami, that the Kedushas HaPeh should help b'shas l'kicha or b'shas l'siyah. And that we bring down a posik, no. The Yasol Chattis, the only thing that makes these two serim into a Chattis and into a Zozel, is only the mitzvah HaGrola. That HaGrola is Likuva. Right, Toshima. Metame Migdish. Let's say somebody did a chet, he came into the base of Migdish b'shoigig. So Loch really has to bring a korban, and it's called the korban oil of Yerid. It depends how rich you are. If you're rich, you have to bring a korban. If you're not so rich, you bring birds. If you're very, very poor, then you can bring a mincha. That's called the korban oil of Yerid. It goes up and down depending how much you can afford. Trashi metame Migdish. Ha nichnas le Migdish tummy. If somebody went to the base of Migdish when he was tummy, v'hu be korban oil of Yerid. He went in there b'shoigig, so the din is you have to bring a korban now for a kapara, and it's called the korban oil of Yerid. Asiris, vidalis, vidalidalis. If you're rich, if you're medium, and if you're very poor. Hamur eitzol shruas vitri, or shruas kerlolo. V'osam na miksiv nefesh kisiga v'yokminolo v'shruas betumas migdash. Ogdoishim, shachat shenitma nichnas l'migdash, or yocha kodeshim, they have the same korbanus. It's called the korban oil of Yerid. So what's the halacha now? That metame migdash oni. At the time when you weren't in the base of Midish, you were an oni. You were poor. V'hifrish shumoyes l'kinoi. And you set aside money at that time, stam, to buy two birds. At that time, you didn't have enough money to buy an animal. You were putter from buying the animal. It was enough just to buy the two birds. Then v'heshir. After you set aside the money, then you became rich. What's the halacha? And l'chur, if you go bust the way you are right now, like Rashi says, v'heshir, v'tzarech lo v'yashirus. Now you should have to bring like a rich one. You have to bring an animal. And then later we first said, as after we set aside the money, later we first said, this one should be for my chatis. And this one should be for my oila. Is alocha moisif or maybe chayvosoi midmech chatosoi? V'yein moisif or maybe chavosoi midmech alosoi? Drash of yachakach means chaylaka mois. He set aside the money. Or Pirish, and Bashasi setting aside the money, he said, V'yomar, Eilu l'chatosei. Like in the beginning, he just took away $100 bill and said, this is the money I'm going to use to buy the kingdom. Oh, not $100, it's $20. $20 he set aside. And then later, then he took the $20 and said, no, $10 of it is for chatis, this $10, and this $10 is for an oilu. Chela kamoyes, or Pirish, V'yomar, Eilu l'chatosei, V'yelu l'losei. Af agad shein karbononi, achshav. Olav Chayvom, Ela Karbon Asher, even though the way he is right now, Bashasi's saying it, he's rich already. So if you go boss of the way he is right now, he has to be a Karbon Asher. V'yein v'Karbon Asher, Oila, Ela Chattis Behema, Ak Asher only brings a Chattis Behema, Kishabo LeBezdin, Yoimu LeBezdin, Karbon Asher Tavi. Now when you come to Bezdin, they're going to tell you, you should know, you have a Chiv to bring a Karbon Asher. Because without now, Bashasi bringing the Karbonus, you're rich. So you have to bring a korban asher, you have to bring a behema. So locha is moisif mi beisoy al dmei behema, or maybe chavosoy behema midavim shakaru lehem shem chatas. Is it true you set aside $10 that you thought you're going to bring a bird from that money? So that money you could use, but you have to use much more because you have to buy an animal right now. So you're allowed to bring more money from your house and add on to this $10 to buy yourself an animal, to buy yourself a korban chatas. So then is what? V'elulos is moisef u'meidi chavosoi midmei chatosoi, abe v'yein moisef u'meidi chavosoi midmei losoi. But the money that is set aside for the korban oila, as he thought one bird is going to be an oila, since it was chal v'aseis kedushas oila on the money, now when you're an osher, you don't bring a korban oila. So since you don't bring a korban oila, you can't use that money for your korbanus, because you don't have to bring a korban oila. Trashi v'yein moisef u'meidi chatis beima midmei losoi. Now, what do you have to bring? A chatas behema. You can't use that money that you set aside for the oila to buy your korban chatas now. Shein yochel l'shnoison l'moyes shefrishon. Because you can't change that money now. Shekaru lam shem oila likach mem chatas. Because at the time when you set aside the money, you said, I want the money to be for an oila. So once you set for an oila, mashem etzchal a kedushas oila on the money, and the money can't be used for chatas anymore. That's this halacha. Again, at the time he went into the mikdash, he was an oni. And then he set aside money. He didn't say what for what. Then he became rich. And then after he became rich, then he said, I want these $10 to be for the bird that's a chatis, and this $10 for the bird that's an oila. So he say, since he became rich, he has a chiyuv to bring a korban, chatis, a behema. So the money that he set aside for the oilas chatis, he could use for the behemoth chatis, because still has kushas chatis on it. But the money he set aside for the carbon oila, that he can't use now for chatis. He can't change it. So that's the halacha there. A core part of the kashan of chizda though, for hoch over here we say what? When this usher now, when he set aside the money now as mafarish and said, I want these $10 to be for the oila, it was chalak kushas oila on it. Why? Right now it's nothing. For the Gemara Vahocho, the Lav Shas Lakicha, the Lav Shas Asiyahi. It's nothing now. It's not the time you're not buying the birds now. It's not a Shas Asiyah of making the birds. You just set aside the money to say you want to use these $10 for the oila. So why is the Chalak Dushas oila on the money? Ugetoni de Kova? It says clearly that money now you can't use for your carbon chatis, because that money was set aside for carbon oila. So you see, it's Chalak Dushas oila. I, according to Chizda, why is the Chalak Dushas oila on it? It wasn't b'shas asiya. It wasn't b'shas akicha. Trashi b'hocha. Liachas shefrishon pirish. V'yein to learn the kicha v'lo yasiya. There's nothing. Uktani dekava aleya mashem. V'yein mishalish noisan. You can't change it anymore. You can't change this money to use it for your chatis now. Why? It shouldn't have been chal any money, any kedusha on the money. It wasn't b'shas asiya, b'shas akicha. Gemarint is Amar Rav Sheshes v'tizbro. I'll give you a svara like this. The Tizbro, v'omer Rabbi Leza, omer Rabbi Ishiya, mitama migdash. If somebody was a mitama migdash, he went into the base of migdash when he was tummy, and he was v'shogig, osher, at the time he went in, he was a rich person. V'hevi karbonani, and he brought a karbonani. Now, Sam, he didn't do it the way we're supposed to. He's supposed to bring a karbon chattis to Behema, and instead he bring two eifets. Halacha is layotza. You're not your eifet, that's not your karbon. You were rich at the time, you have a chiyav to bring a behemosh, so therefore you bring the eifets, you're not your eifet. Trashi with Tizbro. Hachma Teres is this a terrace right now? Vomri Abelez like this. Now the Chivun, the Ain Karbon Oni, Royuloi, Afilu B'dievet Heche Kovulei Shem Oilo Layim, Mishesher Rei Enem Achuyabolo. This is the Kasha now. The Chivun, the Loyotza, since you're going to tell me now somebody that's rich, if he sets aside money for the Oilo, for a Karbon Oni, it's not Chal at all, Abelezai Heche Kovah. The Chal is the Kasha now. Why was the Kaveh this money for Kedushas Oilo? What happened here? The person first became, he was an oni when he went into the Mikdash. But later he became usher, became a rich person. Now that he's rich, it's kavei now achiyah from the big carbon of the hema, for a chattis. And later he said, the money I set aside, I want the money to be for the oila. Oila, what oila? Only an oni brings an oila. So he's setting aside this money now for the carbon of the oni. I, the Bryce, says not like that. The one shir and usher, if you set aside money for a carbon oni, la yotza. So Samuel said to Shavuot the Bryce before. Why bechal is the chal the gedushas of the money of the carbon oiler on it? It's not roi. He's an usher now. It should be layotza. For the marvechiv on the layotza hechi kava. Since he's an usher now, he can't bring this carbon oni. So why bechal when he said the money should be an oiler, it shouldn't be chal at all. He has no chiv to bring an oiler now. El elu, what do you have to say? Elu mayis lachlemeima. What do you have to answer here? Shekvar omar mini yosef. You have to say he already said this when he was poor. Before he became rich, when he was poor, he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was poor. And before he became rich, he also said, I want this money now, these $10 to be for the oila, and these $10 to be for the chatis. And I'll tell you, hochinami, shekharoma mishash afrosha.
That at the time he was mafresh the money, right then he said, like these $10 should be for the chatis, and these $10 should be for the oila. So since he said this, bishash tafrosha, bishash, he set aside the money, that has the same malach as if he said it, bishash, Lekicha b'shas he bought the oifus. So therefore, there's no cash on Rav Chisda.
Kishas lekicha oifus. That's that you're mafarish. That's that you're setting aside. You're saying this money now, these $10 should be for the oila, and these $10 should be for the chatis. That's the same thing as if you're buying the oifus now. So it's very good. At the time when you were mafarish the money to say these $10 should be for the oila, these $10 should be for chatis, you were still a noni. So at that time, the chiv was taka to bring two birds, one an oila, one a chatis. That's why it was chal, the kedusha on the money has the kedushas oiler on it. So then later, when you become an usher, since you didn't bring the birds yet, mashma, when you do become an usher, you didn't change it. And now, before you brought the bird, you have to bring a chatis, a behema for a carbon chatis. So that's the din. That's the money you set aside for the oiler's chatis. Since it's a kedushas chatis, even though it was a bird, still you could change it and use it for a carbon chatis, a behema, because it still has the same kedushas. It's called kedushas chatis. Mashenkin, the money is set aside for the oila, has the kedushas oila on that money, and now that you became rich, you have no mechiv to bring a carbon oila. Now the chiv is only to bring a carbon chatis, therefore that money can't be used now. You can't use it for your chatis. But I call upon him, there's no kashan of chizda. Avada, we're talking about that you made Peshas HaFroshom, Peshas, you're setting aside the money, that has a locha like Peshas Lekicha. The Gemara, Rav Chagai, Rav Yashia. The Yomer, he says, Yotza, he says no. If an Osher brings a carbononi, for the Evid is Yotza. Rav Zoy, Mayasach LeMeimer. Rashi, Mayasach LeMeimer.